Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Cecilia. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。这些奖品都是老师为大家精心挑选的，非常适合学习英语的学习材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
I don't know, but Cecilia, you look a little dangerous today. Like you want to bite someone. What's up?
哎，没事啊，就是吃瓜吃的有点闹心。
What? You ate too much watermelon? Are you having an upset stomach?
没有啦，我说的吃瓜不是真的吃西瓜啦。哎，算了，说了你也不懂。不过呢，你说到了一个很有意思的表达 upset stomach。我们说肚子疼呢，一般会说 stomachache。但是有的时候不一定是痛哈，可能是肠胃不适啊，消化不良。那这个时候呢，我们说 upset stomach 就会更准确一些。
Oh yeah, I remember now. You girls were all talking so angrily about something this morning. And since then, you've got that murderous look on your face.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, we were talking about Huo Zun, a singer. No, I should not call him a singer.But a washed-up has-been now.
Whoa, I see you're really angry about him.
他做的这些事儿啊，说的这些话，一被爆出来呢，那必然不能再像以前一样顶着这个儒雅公子的人设啦。那我说他要完蛋了，要过气了，都没毛病吧
？No. I'm smart enough to know not to challenge you at this time. These are perfect words for him. If you say that someone is washed up, you mean that their career or success has ended.
没错 ，washed up， 它最直接的意思呢，就是指一个东西被冲上岸。我们中文里面有一句话啊，长江后浪推前浪，前浪死在沙滩上。所以说 ，somebody is washed up， 被冲上岸的，也就是说，这个人不行了，不再成功了。
Yeah， it's the same with the word has been， only it's a noun instead of an adjective.It also refers to a person who is no longer as famous, successful, or important as they used to be.
这个 has been 就是指这种曾经红过，但是现在已经过气的人。我估计啊，现在很有可能就是他这辈子热度最高的时候了。所以呢，我们就赶紧赶在他过气之前来聊一聊他。我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“奋斗”两个字。来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Okay, so what on earth did he do?
其实这件事情说起来很简单啊，一句话就是他抛弃了放弃事业陪伴他九年的女朋友，还试图设计把他送进监狱。
Well, it's actually not that surprising, is it? The same things are happening all the time in the entertainment business.
Yeah, there is nothing new under the sun, I know. 确实，太阳底下没有新鲜事。其实对类似的事情应该都已经麻木了才对啊，但是每次看到爆出的一些这个具体的细节，还是觉得震碎我三观啊。
Yeah, the more you learn about what they really are, the more disillusioned you'll become with them.
没错，这个镁光灯下面的明星都是闪闪发光，高人一等的哈。但是褪去了光环，人性中的这些弱点，他们一个不差全都有。那有一些人呢，真的是金玉其外，败絮其中。这种人呢，你越了解，你就会觉得越幻灭。那幻灭这个词 ，Colin， 你刚刚是怎么说的来着
？Disillusioned. If you are disillusioned with something, you are disappointed because it's not as good as you had expected or thought.
所以它其实是由 illusion 幻想这个名词变来的。先加上形容词的词尾 ed， illusioned， 它表示充满幻想的。再加上否定的前缀 dis。Disillusioned 就变成了不再抱幻想的，也就是幻想破灭的，或者可以翻译成大失所望的。
So, are you disillusioned with him?
Well, I never had any illusions about him, because it's really not the type that I like. So, but I did feel surprised, 因为爆出来的他的那些聊天记录实在是太不堪了哈。
In what sense?
In every sense. 首先，那个群聊的名字就非常之三俗。然后呢，霍尊在这个群里各种分享自己和其他女性的私密关系。
Well, that's obscene and disrespectful.
是啊，都是一些污言秽语，对女性的称呼也是毫无尊重可言啊。 Besides, the members of this group chat seem to all believe that it's totally normal and acceptable to have affairs after marriage or even use violence toward women.
Well, just as the saying goes, birds of a feather flock together. Those people in this group chat, I can tell that they're the same kind of people who like to show off by boasting how many girlfriends they have.
Exactly. 你这句话说得太好了啊，物以类聚，人以群分。英文里面呢叫做 birds of a feather flock together， 就是说这个鸟啊，它如果有一样的羽毛，这些鸟它就会聚在一起。那这个群聊里的很多人就是 birds of a feather， 中文里面呢我们也叫做一丘之貉。但是其实霍尊这个聊天记录最震撼我的都不是这些，而是最后几页对话，他流露出的那种高傲啊，瞧不起女方父母，一直吹嘘自己家里多有资源，也不愿意跟女朋友父母多交流。
So how did girls manage to put up with all this vanity and condescending attitude? If he talked about my parents like this to me, I would punch him in the face.
Yeah, I won't doubt that. 确实啊，恋爱关系里面分别心、虚荣心都这么强，这种自我拔高的做派真的非常令人生厌。那你刚刚用的一个词特别好，就是 condescending.
Oh yeah.Being condescending is behaving as though you are more important and more intelligent than other people. It's a really annoying attitude.
就是形容一个人表现得非常的居高临下，或者说有优越感的。比方说，霍尊说的这句话，我妈妈和你爸妈当然不一样，我妈妈各方面都能教你，你爸妈懂什么？ This is called condescending. 就是这种典型的居高临下，带着优越感的口气。
So what's the girl's reaction towards this?
Well, she just put up with it, trying to understand him. Don't forget, she's been doing this for 9 years. 所以你刚刚问我，女生们都是怎么忍得下去的？我觉得你问的就非常好啊。To what do we owe this stoicism? 这个 stoicism 就是对痛苦的默默承受，或者说泰然处之，或者你可以把说成是坚忍。但是为什么呢？为什么气到吐血还要默默忍受呢？我是上辈子欠了你的吗？是三伏天请你烤过火，还是三九天偷过你棉袄啊？
Yeah, girls, just walk away. No, don't walk away, run. Although I believe you won't have this kind of problem, you would run as fast as possible.
Yeah, you are right about that. 你让我想起了最近在网上看到的一句话啊，如果你跟一个人在一起需要排除万难，感觉全世界都在阻挠你们，那别想了，世界是来救你的哈，赶紧跑，快跑。好了，这期节目就到这里。最后再提醒大家一下，我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复奋斗两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So thanks for listening everyone. This is Colin.
This is Cecilia. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。